You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major Seventh. The entire crew is literally here. That's a good thing. Starting off with my man Jay Moore with the exclusive throwback jersey. How are you, sir?
You know, doing well. You know, kick it but not high. Flabbing but can't fly. You know the business.
Yes, sir. My man Longevity. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. I don't have anything today. Sorry. Oh, don't have anything.
You did so good last week.
Did I? It was off the top. I don't know.
Hats. You don't want to try nothing?
Nah, I'm good, man. Good,
man. Okay.
Thank you.
So much for that. J-Div, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything?
Everything's good.
What the turtles talking about?
Hey, you know what it is. We love them.
Okay.
I think, Jay Moore, you should have said, since you got the Cardinals joint on the throwback, you should have said, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Hey.
You gotta match right up with
you. Might have to put that away and bring it back out.
Tuck that. Red August is in the building as well. He doesn't have his mic. Thank the Lord. How are you, sir? Well, you can't answer. Never mind.
Oh, he answered.
Yeah, he did. I don't want him to see that.
He said you were number one.
Yeah.
Gave for the kid. We got kids. Yeah, might be watching the show.
One.
We don't want Red August to be a bad influence on the kids. Shout out to the chat. We see y'all as well. Let's go ahead and jump into the topics. We started a little bit early this week. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us earlier than normal. Salute to y'all. Excuse me.
Salute.
Yeah.
So legislation was passed that...
We got to jump the other one first.
Oh, the other one. I'm sorry. Thank you, Long. Appreciate you. Red August shaking his head. Fake shaking his head.
I'm the best. I told you.
Mine.
Shout out to the homie Eli. All right. So I got a question that was sent in to us from one of our followers. Shout out to the homie CAD. Champaign, Illinois' finest. Chicago's finest. He had a good question. I want to read this to you all and see what you guys think. And this is in relation to something that we missed over our last show. So he says, yo, so I heard the episode and I have a question about Kendrick that you all didn't cover. Do you think this album has the staying power of classics that have come out during our generation, like Me Against the World or even Good Kid, Mad City? Better yet, how do you think his core fan base is going to digest his album, especially since this is a fuller album than what they're normally used to getting? So let's kind of tackle the classic option, the staying power, as it relates to Mr. Morale and Big Steppers.
Quick question.
What's up?
If something is, does it have to be classic for it to remain relevant, or can it still be relevant and not be considered a classic?
I feel like it can be relevant and not be a classic, but I think he's leaning towards more of, you know, iconic joints that really test. Like when you mention Me Against the World, that's an iconic album, right? So I think he's using that as the scale, if you will. What do you all think about this album as it relates to that question and the staying power? Do you think this will be something that will be look back, you know, 10, 15 years from now as older men, old men? Will this be a classic and something that we'll go back and revisit? What do y'all think? I'll go to Jay Moore first. What do you think, man?
It's hard to say anything, you know, about it being a classic because we're barely into, you know, being able to sit with it for 2 weeks.
Sure. I understand. I've always been against the 24-hour classic. I'm just, you know, we're trying to project.
Staying power, yes, because of the subject matter.
Okay.
I think it'll be something that people will reference, especially if somebody does something similar, kind of like how we brought up domestic violence from the RZA,
right?
You know, in relation to We Cry Together, you know, because a lot of things just move in circles and, you know, it takes another generation for people to discover something and then rediscover it through something else that person has referenced, you know.
Right.
Like I said, there are probably people who listen to our show, and shout out to them, who are like, oh, let me go back and revisit, you know, the RZA song. But, you know, I don't think something has to be a straight up classic for us to revisit it and have staying power.
Right.
You know, I love 444 by Jay-Z. I think it's a good album. Great in places. I don't think it's a classic, though.
Nor do I.
Especially when I compare it to the rest of his catalog. So, because really, say classic, you're talking about very rarefied air. I would say without a, you know, with no hesitation, Good Kid, Mad City is a classic.
And that stood the test of time. I would agree as well.
I don't know if I would say the same about Damn or To Pimp a Butterfly, which these are albums, especially To Pimp a Butterfly is an album that I love. Like I said, I revisited that album, you know, last week after I listened to, you know, Mr. Morale in the Steppers, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it was just a thing where I was like, okay, this album is really good. I there are spots here I really like. I don't know if it's a classic. You know, enough time, you know, we're 10 years removed at this point from, or almost 10 years removed from Good Kid, Mad City. I listen to that and there's still no skips.
I think the first three, Section 80, if you want to call that.
Okay, I put Section 80 as a classic too.
Right, Good Kid, Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly. I think all of those are in this category that CAD is talking about. I think all of those qualify for that. Go ahead,
Terry. I think To Pimp a Butterfly and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers are very similar, honestly. Okay. Not in sound, but
approach,
yeah. Because like I actually, after he talked about going back listening to it, I actually went back and listened to it yesterday.
Yeah,
And I honestly think that that one is a classic in my personal
opinion. I think it's,
I agree.
It's right there, and maybe I just need some more time.
Yeah, I think that one is a classic. There are a few that could have been left off of there, in my personal opinion. It's more like the playful little tracks he's doing on there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think it's solid from beginning to end. And then to end it talking to Pac, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. But,
Mortal Band, yeah.
Yeah. I think I actually listened to his latest album a couple more times. I was in a place where I could listen to it and actually, you know, be able to enjoy it a little more. And it's sounding better every time I hear it. It's not nothing I'm about to pull to plug or hit the button and say it's a classic right now, but the way he's touching on therapy, I mean the way it's even structured is pretty much therapy sessions, so to speak. And then how he even begins the album saying how many days it's been, it coincides with when Damn came out. It's like he always has little puzzle pieces and Easter eggs that lead back to something else. It's just the creativity is so crazy. So I think it absolutely will stand a test of time as far as even an album that schools might tell you to have a discussion or write a paper about. Not necessarily classic material, but it's definitely in the realm of something that should be appreciated from now until whenever.
What you think, Long? Does it fall in those lines to you?
I have a different kind of approach to this because I don't really see... I mean, the problem with calling stuff classic is that there's no real criteria for what that is. And so I always have a hard time like calling anything a classic.
Mm.
So I don't know. To some people, yeah. To others, no. I think it's a good project. I do think kind of like what Terry was saying earlier, I do feel like the approach of the project was very similar to Pimp a Butterfly. But for me personally, the ones that made me want to listen over and over and over again were Good Kid, Mad City and Section 80. And one is technically considered a mixtape, really. So, but
right,
Section 80,
but it's still an album.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it,
you know, always hear 50-50.
It was right around the time when that term kind of was like, mixtapes were always like rapping over people's beats. And then people started putting them out like over their original stuff. And then it kind of got wishy-washy there, but it's all original. So it's
good production.
It's not a mixtape. So, but it's too soon, in my opinion. It's too soon to say that this is a quote unquote classic. Even if I was somebody that was going to say that this is a classic, I think there's a lot to digest, you know. And I think as consumers in general, maybe not anybody sitting at this table, you know, or in this room, but in general, as just a culture or a people, and where we are in the world, you know, we're so used to, you know, having stuff have to hit us right away and have to respond right away and all that. And this
people want to be the first to say something.
There it is. That part. And yeah, so that's the part.
It, you know, it's like it's cyclical in that manner. So this kind of doesn't follow that mold. And it's so, you know, there are going to be people that be like, it sucks after two listens. I'm like, cool. All right. You know, like why, you know, like, I guess we don't hear the same, you know? But I think it's a really good, it's just like I said last week, I think it's a really great piece of work. It's not my favorite project from him, but he's got some really good stuff on there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think I lean more towards Stand the Test of Time. I'm not ready to say, you know, classic. I think there's a consensus on what we've said thus
people
far.
Use
but
class, the word classic, genius.
Right, right.
And what's another one everybody uses way too often?
They use the word literally way too much. But
oh, yeah, here's the latest one is narcissist. This person is a narcissist. That person is a narcissist. Yeah, but
art is thrown around a lot too for stuff that is, I don't know, I wouldn't consider art necessarily, but people say it's kind of the comparison of people who say, man, we shooting a movie. It's going to be a movie. We made a movie last night. You know, that make Red August mad by even. I ain't going to say it no more. But you know the people that have, oh, man, it's a movie, man.
It's not a movie, fam. No.
It's not a movie. You standing in front of the DJ booth, bro. Y'all didn't make a movie last night.
You didn't.
Jay Moore,
you didn't buy any drinks. You didn't talk to any girls. Don't tell your friends, oh, yeah, last night was a movie.
You was looking at your phone in front of the DJ booth. Jay Moore was looking at the back of your head with the small snapback. Like, come on, man.
So
that's not a movie.
That's unfortunate.
What did you say, Lo?
It's unfortunate.
I ain't here for that, but, you know. Anyway. I think it definitely will stand the test of time. It won't be one of his highest ranks, but I have heard some people say this is my, you know, second or maybe third favorite, which is cool. I respect that.
The thing about Kendrick, though, he's one of those artists that everything he drops is going to create a ripple in time from whenever he dropped it.
Yep.
I mean, certain artists like Stevie Wonder or somebody else, you can literally go down every time he dropped an album. And it for that time period he dropped it in, it was very relevant, and it still is to this day. And some of them are more relevant than his newer ones.
Right.
But all of them are relevant.
Right.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep.
Some music just lasts, man. It's certain music out there that will stand the test of time, and there's some that is.
Marvin Gaye is another one.
There's another one. It's some fly by night. It had a moment. It had its moment.
I mean, but you know, you can. I almost want to compare this, not completely, but remember Marvin Gaye, he had the Hear My Dear, which was basically an album he did as a part of his divorce settlement.
Yes.
And
yes.
There are people, you know, who hear that and they're like, man, what is this?
Yeah.
But there are other people who listen to Hear My Dear and be like, this is everything right
here. Hear My Dear has heat.
And so
Nas actually gave him a nod on
On Life Is Good.
Hear My Dear has heat, by
you know,
the way.
So, you know, that's the kind of vibe sometimes people are on when they digest art, you know, because if you were a fan of Marvin Gaye's more commercial, you know, records, and you hear My Dear, you're like,
yeah,
nah.
But he was going through something.
And once again, this was an album that was really, he did it for him, and also he did it so he could settle his divorce.
100%.
You know, and so it was like, all right, you know, here's this record that is deeply personal, and it really wasn't for you. For the people who view my art as a product.
Right, right.
You know, and so I feel like that's kind of where Kendrick is right now.
Yeah.
If there are people who only view art as product, then you're going to have a completely different idea of this album. You know, if you're just looking for, okay, what are the singles? What can we get on the radio? How can we work? Maybe we can work one of these into a shoe commercial. You know, and if that's how your vibe is, then you're going to feel a certain way about this album.
100%.
You know, if you're willing to accept art as something personal and then just somebody actually letting you into their life as they're not thinking about the whole project being A&R'd and dissected by people who are just interested in commerce, then, you know,
that's our culture, though,
yeah.
Right?
That's our culture. Yeah,
it's
our
turned
culture.
Into it even more.
I got.
So.
I got.
But that's
into
why I understand why a lot of people don't get this.
Yeah. I got into a conversation with one of my homies in a chat group. First thing he posted was 295,000 sold. This could be his worst album based off the sales projections, and it's not doing this on Billboard. It's not doing that. It's not connecting, quote unquote, with the people.
Still going to be the number one album.
It was, and I said, fam, if you think this album was made for sales, then that tells me we look through different lenses as relates to music.
Most people do, though.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's how you see it. All right, cool. But I understand there's certain conversations that we just can't have as it relates to music.
But that just shows how also people don't understand what it is for this marketplace. Like, first of all, there's no physical, you know, I bought the other three Kendrick albums you know, they were released through Aftermath. I bought the physical copies of them. They were available.
We've given them away on the show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Me and whether it be Terry a CD, went to go cop, damn,
or,
if I'm not mistaken.
Or the vinyl. There's no physical of this. So it's all streaming numbers. Yeah. Right. You got to understand, like, I think somebody like a Bad Bunny does big numbers, festival numbers. I think his album, which is still the number one, the highest selling debut of the year, only did like maybe 10 or 20,000 more than Kendrick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is a sure enough commercial artist.
Right. Definitely.
You know, so like when people throw those numbers out there as hate because they don't get it or it's not something that they can vibe with. Still, he topped any other rapper that came out this year.
You know, it's crazy when we went to, I know Terry will remember this. We went to go check for the Damn album. I remember asking the person that was working, I'm like, yeah, so do you have it? Does it play backwards? All the stuff that we heard about, it just goes to the groundswell that always comes up.
You're asking the Best Buy employee this?
I did. I asked him. I'm sorry.
He looked like he was hit.
I was like, yo, yeah, thank you.
I'm not trying to clown the Best Buy employee, but if he's just putting CDs on the shelf.
They ain't cut us a check, but we love y'all. I was literally asking, like, yo, did you run it? Like, does it play backwards? All the stuff we saw online. And it goes to the groundswell that comes out every time, you know, Kendrick drops. And I don't even think they had it that night that we went. So
yeah, they had it.
Did we cop that night?
Definitely.
I'm old, so I can't remember.
You know, and the thing is, we'll probably get it on vinyl.
There's already been a tour that's been announced, so I'm sure.
So there's going to be some.
Jay Moore, give me a price point for them tickets for just throw one out.
Oh,
I've
already seen it. You know, if you're trying to be up close, you're going to have to come off of
what I'm coming off of.
You know, $400 to $500.
Okay,
for one ticket.
Yeah, I'm not even doing that for Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
What's
so,
the nosebleeds might be the best option for this?
Or just
depending on your budget.
Or just not go. I'm not saying if you love Kendrick, you know, you'll figure it out.
You got Bruno Mars ticket numbers.
Yeah, I know they taxing. I know Bruno them taxing.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm just saying.
Stop, man. Stop.
You know, that's where, first of all, artists, don't be sitting up trying to count their pockets because of quote unquote album sales. This is all still imaginary math as far as I'm concerned.
And we're not counting your pockets.
Nobody actually sold anything. Like when look at the ticket sales. That means a lot more to
straight
me
up.
Because
and then whatever merch he got.
That really means most of what your engagement is in. You know, you could come out and be like, yeah, I streamed the equivalent to 500,000 records and nobody will come see you.
Yeah.
Even if the tickets are a good price, then I'm sorry. That's all funny math and a whole bunch of foolishness and streaming farms.
Yeah. True.
streaming farms.
It's a thing.
No, I believe you.
In racist chat room showing feet.
Yeah.
Streaming farms.
Which one is worse?
What you mean?
Of the two rooms.
I guess it depends on your... How you feel about feet and racism.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's feet versus racism.
Yeah, feet, racism, or farms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Streaming farms.
We're going to leave that alone.
Streaming farms, you know, could be bad for the environment, maybe.
Yeah.
Same way as trying to mine Bitcoin.
Yeah. I feel like you're leaning towards feet.
I'm leaning towards racism being the worst.
Yeah.
It's the freedom for me.
That's cool. I can dig it. Shout out to brother said night. He says the nosebleeds was running for 200 for Kendrick.
Dang.
You know, if y'all out there, y'all thinking about it, just know you have to come off that paper.
I got some floor joints for the Wu-Tang Nas for like 130.
I was gonna say you balling, but that's reasonable. And that's reasonable.
You think everything is balling?
Come on, man.
A value meal to you is balling.
I ain't say that. Don't do that.
Be like, oh wow.
Now Red Dog is good.
You don't want to have steak talk with Mike.
You got two barbecue sauces? Yeah. Whoa, calm down.
Like, you going where to buy a steak?
I feel you. All right, man. Y'all done?
You finished?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go to the
you finished or you done?
Let's all three of y'all. Let's go to the next topic, man. So there was a legislation that was passed where rap lyrics will no longer be used against rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw mixed...
In New York.
And I saw mixed reactions. I saw some people playing devil's advocate saying, this is bad because now you're giving the green light to people to continue to speak on the topics and rap on the topics that they spoke on, where in this situation it could be a clean up the lyrics type thing where people would kind of move towards cleaning up the lyrics because of the legislation and blah, 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 blah. And then there's the other side, like Bobby Smurda says he's grateful for it. He thinks it's great. obviously he's been through his situation.
A little biased, maybe.
Perhaps, but
possibly.
He says he's cool with it. He's grateful. And he thinks it's dope, and he says it needs to happen in Georgia.
Yeah, well, I don't think a RICO charge is going to. Not going to save them.
That's unfortunately federal, right?
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with what they talking about.
Do with Georgia at this point.
Okay,
and then they got Gunna mixed up and all kind. They saying his next court date is not till January of 2023.
And they said no, you can't go home.
They denied his bond. I think.
Yeah, there are no festivals for him. Mm. But
he's going to sit down.
Well, he can get a hologram maybe.
No, ain't no hologram for Gunna. I don't even see
not in bags. So
yeah, he's going to sit down.
Yeah, he's quarantined.
J. Div, what you think about this though, man? What you think about what side are you on, or is there a side?
I mean, there's always the freedom of speech argument, but there's always consequences that come behind freedom of speech.
Right.
If you're smart, you're not necessarily telling on yourself on wax either.
True.
So you have to personally, as artists, draw the line. Am I involved in a certain situation, or have I been, and what I'm talking about might get me jammed up?
Right.
Or am I speaking from someone that is kind of like a reporter, so to speak, just letting you know what's going on out here? There's a difference,
right?
Because a lot of people they want to have that image like they're still out here in the streets, which isn't really smart
at all.
You're rich right now. You did everything to get yourself out of the streets, but now you want to rap about how streets you are because you never left. So I'm not wishing jail time on nobody that you know came from nothing and have made it, but you got to really, really be smart about what you're doing out here, especially when you're recording. In some cases, might be your confession. So,
yeah,
like I posted some in my Instagram story the other day about a dude. He's talking in what he thinks is code. If you kind of know what he's saying, you know what he's saying. He literally was on there saying that he killed somebody and said who he killed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, y'all got to get for real about this. This is not fun and games. It's not a video game. You know, this is real life. So
I saw when you shared that. That's just openly too.
Yeah,
he's
just telling you.
Ridiculous.
Probably was talking to Vlad.
That sounded about right.
Yeah.
Vlad to get you to tell on yourself.
I don't. But see, at the same time, like I feel like that's always going to be a thing.
What's that?
People sharing too much on social media platforms and stuff like that. But I don't think like the censorship thing is interesting because I'm not really for censorship really at all.
Right.
And so I think this is a good thing to kind of to weigh. I don't know, man.
That's what I was about to say.
It's so close, but it's like you have to like respect the sanctity of art.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
That's just kind of what it is. And there's no way to, you know, unless it's like a. I don't know, man. I really don't know, but I do lean towards like this is a good thing.
Okay.
But, you know, because there's most likely the people that are going to talk about this stuff in songs are probably going to slip up and say something stupid somewhere else.
You know? 9 times out of 10, that's going to happen.
Give a disclaimer like Dirk did on one of his tracks. He's like,
this is not real.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a story.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to do that. You know what I mean?
That's true, too.
You know, there's movies being made every day. You know, and
I was waiting on somebody to say movie angle.
But you can come on, like, I don't know if you guys have seen this recently in some of the streaming movies, would be like, this is based on a true story, except for when it's not.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's tough. You know, like, yeah, it's up for interpretation. So I don't know. I lean more towards like less policing of aspect of it.
That.
And, you know, if you want to get a case on somebody, then do the work. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they make it easy for you to do the work. Be clear.
Or don't put yourself in a position where your music can possibly be used against you.
Right.
Say that. Because, like,
you can still get
your point across or tell a story or whatnot and not necessarily be all in the mix like that.
Yeah,
it could be past the statute of limitations. You talking about some stuff that went on long, long time ago versus you talking about something that happened last week.
Yeah. I got a song called I Shot Him on 36th Street at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen in the future.
Jim Moore, what side are you on, man? Devil's advocate? Or are you leaning towards more what Lone was talking about?
No, my whole thing is this. Like, because The thing is, they aren't even looking for you to confess on wax. Mm-hmm. They, a lot of times when they want to point out your lyrics, they want to bias the jury and say, this is the kind of person that this individual is. Agreed. Okay, listen, he talking about, you know, he got clappers and he's on the block. He's got this, that, and third. They try to establish motive through your art, whether or not it's has anything to do with anything that has actually happened. You know, so that's what a lot of this using lyrics like, oh, this guy is a bad guy. Just listen to what he raps about.
Right.
You know, that they've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not for anybody being stupid enough. You know, like, you know, just like you referenced Vlad, you know, if Vlad, you know, says to, you know, rapper, you know, young whoever, hey,
put a little in front of that, little
young little whoever.
Yeah, there you go.
It says, so how'd you get into the rap game? It's like, well, after this dude shorted me on a Kia Dope, I shot him in the face. And that's when I realized I wanted to get serious about rap music.
True.
Like,
true.
That's not Vlad or anybody else's fault that you said that, you know, on camera.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people,
he's leading him,
you
though.
Can't by asking you how I got it. Yeah, exactly. That's hold how on. A lot of people feel.
Here's my thing though, man. Lone could have, I'm gonna use Lone as an example. No, I'm gonna use Terry as a, Red August as an example. So Red August could have an album that's
damn,
coming
really?
Out, right?
We just went around the table.
Yeah, I'm gonna go around. Red August could have an album out, right? And
okay.
He can sit down with Vlad, and he's not a first time guest of Vlad, so it's not the let's start from the beginning and tell your whole story. But for somehow, some reason, Vlad will be like, yeah, so did you have your parents in your household when you were growing up? Or did your daddy sell crack? Those are the questions where I'm like, fam, he got an album coming out. He in a movie.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah, like, why are you playing Joe Clark asking him if he smoked crack or grew up with Reddy Rock or some goofy stuff
I'm
like
just,
that?
I'm just saying, like, a lot of times people would be like, oh, they manipulated the... Look,
I see where you're going.
That's where I'm saying a lot of people, they want to say certain things. It's like, no,
did you have
said
a daddy?
That.
Like, what does that
you,
have to do with the movie?
You said that, and you answered the, you know, I just don't feel bad for people who are stupid enough to think that somehow the camera has magic in it that will make you say something that you're not supposed to
I
say.
I can't argue with that.
You know, because, like, even people on reality shows, say they'll say, oh, it didn't really happen like that. I was like, no, it happened like that.
Yeah.
You know, for reality show, anything that they shoot on video, like Red August, he knows what I'm talking about. Like, really only 1% of 1%, if they film it, really, if they shoot 2 hours worth of stuff,
yeah,
they doing it so they can get maybe 20 seconds of something that they can use, you know. And, you know, I like I said, I don't feel sorry for people who confess on wax or say things that could get them caught up in interviews. But at the same time, like, if you're talking about what it is to be in a court of law,
yeah,
and if you're just saying, well, one of the young littles, they rhyme about the street life, so that's what we're going to use as motive,
right?
And I want the jury to be biased against them because of what they rap about. I would never want someone to say, okay, Paul Sorvino has been in a bunch of gangster movies, and so if he's you know, going in, he has to be in court for something, or, you know, maybe not such a obscure reference. Shout out to Paul Sorvino because he's been in a lot of gangster movies, but say, you know, Robert De Niro, because, you know, he's been in Casino and Goodfellas, you know,
Scarface.
That was Al Pacino. But so anybody who's been in this you know, this plethora of gangster movies, say they get caught up in something, it'd be like, well, look at this. Well, he was in 3 episodes of The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. That should go to motive. No, we can't do that.
That's to me, that's the problem with it being admissible admissible is that. That should never be the case.
They absolutely
and I feel
do
like
that, though.
That's what I'm talking
they
about.
That's why, with the movies, they don't do it to the director.
Right.
But a lot of those actors, unfortunately, like people from The Wire, was really getting caught up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they was doing stuff before they got on TV.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was.
That don't help.
I think a couple people on The Sopranos got caught up on some stuff, too.
Well, you know, because the dude, because one of the guys he played, he also played in The Bronx Tale. He was living a life of skullduggery.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Skullduggery.
Yeah,
but I mean, just it's I don't know, man. I don't want to see nobody going to jail who made it out of the slums, out of, you know what I'm saying, out of the struggle. I think a lot of it too is these prosecutors are jealous because these cats got money.
Oh yeah, you know, that's always going to be a thing to where. Well, not so much that they have money, but like I can make a name for myself. If I throw Gunner and Young Thug in jail.
Yeah. I hate that their names be matching up with charges and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's
I mean, you named yourself Gunner.
It goes back to C Murder, man.
C Murder.
And C Murder, he's technically, well, I can't say he's not guilty, but it doesn't look like he really was
at all
very guilty of that.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? And he's still sitting in jail right now.
And the name C Murder ain't help.
Nah, his name didn't help at all.
Because because chances are you are, they always say a jury of your peers. Look, we know how that goes.
Exactly. And that's why they call you in so that they can pick and choose who gets to go on this jury. Exactly.
Bingo. There you go. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. So Bobby Smart is happy. I'm sure there'll be other rappers that are.
I don't know why you already did his time.
he's out the clear. He's in the clear now.
He definitely did his. Stood up and did his. So,
you know,
this Young Thug and Gunna situation looking bad.
Yeah, they're going to sit down for a little while, as we say, for sure. All right, man. Let's see. Is Red August up? Red August, go ahead and go to the. Let's shout out our partners real quick, and we'll get into our producer talk.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, shout out to our partners. We appreciate you all as always. And
yeah.
Yeah.
All that good stuff, all that man. Good stuff.
I'm going to get back into this producer talk, though. So we have a hogtied.
I don't think any of that's going to happen anymore.
Yeah, we're past that, would you say? We're past the hogtied area.
I mean, it could happen.
We'll see.
It's a possibility, but.
I don't think we might be past the hogtied area. I'm not sure. We'll see. But we got credible producers coming up on this one. Metro Boomin, Shawty Red. I think we can get through two.
Maybe three. But
maybe
probably,
three.
But probably two.
Shout out to Boy Wonder from Canada. We can get to him. But yeah, Metro Boomin definitely has put in that work. Lone,
it's up to me. Huh?
I have the scorecard ready. I will take the points. You can go ahead and go through.
Singles produced Metro Boomin. Looks like he started 2011, but singles?
Yeah, let's do singles. That's what people who are listening would be more.
Yeah.
Especially right, with him, so singles is going to be big.
Future's Karate Chop, featuring Lil Wayne, 2013.
My favorite artist.
Yep, he also did Honest by Future. He did I Won, featuring Kanye West, also Future. He did I Love Mackinnon. I forgot about him.
I Love Conan. McConan.
Yeah, I always called him Mackinnon. but it's because I'd
did
never.
Did he do Tuesday?
Mm.
Did he do the.
Tuesday, yeah, featuring Drake. Tuesday?
Okay.
McConan. Never knew that. All right. Travis Scott featuring Future in 2 Chainz, 3500. he did Future featuring Drake, Where Ya At?
Big record.
Yeah.
Drake and Future Jumpman.
Uh-oh.
Big record.
Did he do that whole album?
Father Stretch My Hands Part 1.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's a good record there.
Yeah.
Future and The Weeknd's Low Life. Future's Wicked. Lil Uzi Vert's You Is Right. 21 Savage featuring Future X.
10. X maybe
it says X. is it 10? I don't know. It just
either
says
way, either way.
X. So I guess is this a Roman numeral thing going on?
All right, don't worry about it.
21 Savage's No Heart. You can tell that I'm a huge 21 Savage fan, right?
I like 21 Savage.
21, 21, 21.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people like what they like. Migos featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Bad and Bougie.
But, man,
that was a pretty big record.
Record.
Yes.
Huge.
Bounce Back, Big Sean, Gucci Mane's, both with Drake, Post Malone, and Quavo.
Congratulations,
that's
big
a
record.
Big record.
Kodak Black's Tunnel Vision, Future's Mask Off, that was huge.
That's a big record.
Huge.
Offset and Drake, No Complaints, 21 Savage Bank Account, and Gucci Mane and Migos.
That's
I get
all in
the
one
bag.
Year. Yeah, that's tough.
Big records, man.
Yeah, he's got,
man, that's tough.
A nice 2017. Also worked with Ludacris, DJ Esco. He did 4 tracks off Travis Scott's Days Before Rodeo, Rich Homie Quan, Yo Gotti, see.
13 Lil, tracks on Dirty Sprite.
Amber Alert by Lil Durk. Right Now, Uncle Murda. Pusha T's intro from King Push. Chief Keef's Obama Jumanji. And Where You At?
Love that title.
Chief Keef has a song called Jumanji.
Awesome.
I'm not surprised.
Me neither.
Hood Rich Pablo Juan.
Did you get that
Fish
one?
In the Coop. Designer Drugs 2. The Weeknd, 6 Feet Under. Let's see. Lil B, My House. Young Nudie. Currency, FedEx. I'm just trying to look for some like variety here. Mm-hmm. Beat King and Nephew Texas Boy.
Why do you say it like that?
Because
man?
It's funny. Get Like Me and Ain't the Same. Nav. I remember when Nav came out. Starlito, Nav Young Scooter, Block 125.
Starlito.
Post Malone, Congratulations Remix. Lecrae, Hammer Time.
That's a little different.
Gunna, Mind on a Millie. So now 2018, DJ Esco, Rich the Kid, Lost It, Nicki Minaj,
Ray Shrimmer,
Queen had two on Queen. That's okay. We'll take that.
Yeah, Ray Shrimmer, Rich the Kid, hold on, Nicki Minaj, Chun Shui. Is that how you?
Feng Shui?
C-H-U-N. So,
oh, Chun Li?
Chun Li.
Chun Li. No. Yeah, I remember that record.
No, that says Chun Shui. So oh, okay. I don't know if they screwed
Come on,
the name
Wikipedia
up.
You probably messed that up.
Yeah, but Trolls. Sir. Lil Wayne, Used 2. Belly. That's a little bit of a bunch off Offset, James Blake, Solange, Stay Flow, Quality Control,
Lil
Gucci Mane.
He just passed.
So did. Rest in peace to that young man.
Knife Talk from Drake.
Oh, big song.
Coldplay. Interesting. Lil Got It. Grim Reaper.
Lil who?
Lil Got It.
Got it?
Or maybe it's Gotit.
Gotit. Lil Gotit.
Chef.
Lil
Gotit. I mean, the name of the album is Top Chef. Gotit.
Oh, he could. He's a chef.
It could be. I don't know.
He might be from overseas.
I don't know.
Goat cheese.
And Juice WRLD's Burn. So that's all I have here.
Some big songs there.
Yeah, some big record. He got big records.
He might have a koi pond and some marble in his house.
He got a couple things. All right, so let's start left to right as always. Impact on peers, upcoming producers.
That's probably eight.
I'll give him a seven.
Yeah, I'll go seven.
I like the number eight.
Awesome.
Okay. That one little kid liked turtles.
Yeah. Yeah. Really enjoyed
Red August, are you going to use your mic or what you going to do?
God.
Okay. Hey.
Versatility. How versatile are the hip-hop records?
I'll go seven on that one.
Terry says seven.
I'll give him another seven.
Dave Moore says seven. I'm gonna go six.
Hey, with all that.
Say six.
Yeah, cut all that out, man. Talk like you
from around
to.
Here.
Yeah.
If you ain't from my hood, you can get from around here.
Okay.
Shout out to Project Pat.
Collaborators, different hip-hop styles of artists that the producer works with.
He had a couple standouts, but
he's pretty much from the same cloth.
Yeah, I'll give him an average score of five.
Five for J. Diff, four for
five.
J. Moore for six.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like.
Can you do negatives?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with J. Moore on a four for me. Lone says a five.
And I realize I got on this jersey. Metro is from St. Louis. I'm being as unbiased as possible.
We appreciate that. Red August.
Shout out to Parkway North.
I can't read
Cinco.
What are you saying?
Cinco.
Oh.
You know that boy said five.
Sorry.
Hit making big hits and cult classics.
Big records, man.
I'm probably gonna do 10.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 10 with Lone. I'm gonna give out a 10. Yeah, he got big records.
I'm trying to tuck my little 10 pieces, man.
I know. I'm not trying to give him out.
He got a lot of hits though.
He got records.
If I want to keep it a buck,
yeah, he got records.
I'm probably supposed to give him a 10 right now.
I feel you though, but he got records. Be clear.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't hear.
Now he got a mic. Consistency of quality material release.
I'll give him a 9.
Yeah, I'll give him a 9 on that one there, boy.
9. I'm with y'all on that. He's pretty consistent, man. He got that many hit records.
8.
Lone says 8.
All right, body of work. How great is their overall body of work?
Man, got a nice catalog.
I give him an 8.
Terry says 8.
I give him an 8.
Yeah, Terry Moore says 8.
Ocho.
I'm going to go 9. Long says 8.
There's a lot of records on there that
hurry
I
hurry up, man. You know,
see?
How often are the songs great from their beats?
The final product.
I'm giving him an 8.
I'm going to give him a 7 just because, like, the singles are knocked out of the park, but then some other stuff I'm like, nah, I'm good.
A little mid in there? Okay.
Just a little bit. A little bit.
I'm going to go, I'm going to echo Jay Moore on that one. I'll go 7. Red August?
Too, actually.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, that's what I be talking about, man. What did you say, Long? For this one?
7.
7.
You want the last one to be 8?
Thank you, Long.
Yeah, you know, that's okay.
So we have
melodic elements. Melodic elements.
Whatever.
Either samples, original, and everything that is melodies.
7.
Do we count future as a part of the melody?
Yeah.
No.
6.
Jay Moore says 6. He said that was some bass in his voice. What you got? I'm going to go 7. Long, what you got?
Bad and Bougie.
Stop rocking like that. What do you have, man?
I'll do 7.
7.
Bad.
What'd you say, Red August? Stop making that noise when you put the mic up to your face.
Bad.
How great is the producer's drum programming?
7.
Oh, no, I'm not that impressed with it.
I mean, he's got hits though.
He do have hit records.
Something's working there. Maybe just the artist. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be the artist. I'm gonna go 6 on the drum programming.
I like Bad and Bougie.
Stop, man.
Hooking up dope with the...
Stop. He said 7. What'd you say, Red August? Cut it out, Red August. Don't be encouraging him. What we got? 7. You be gassing him up. Cut that out, man.
All right. Like this?
Stop, man. 6.7 is how he rounds out. So
that's respect for Metro Boomin.
Hate this, but
6.7.
Still 6.7. That was stupid. so shout out to Metro Boomin 6.7. You know, that's respectable. That is not a hog tie. So we appreciate, we respect it.
I think he's better than some of the people up under him.
Yeah, I mean,
he is.
I'm looking at it. I think I might have to do something.
We might have to make some adjustments later on.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, if I'm making an adjustment,
no,
I'm gonna
say
do
what
it
I
now.
Say.
Okay. Well, what you feel? What do you feel like? Where did he get shorted?
I probably would give him a 10 on hit making.
Hit making. All right. Long, you making that change?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
I gave him a 10 because
I'm trying not to give anybody a 10 for anything, but you can't deny his hits. Like,
he got
I've
hit
been
records,
in the club
man.
Too long. I yeah. give him a 10 on hit making.
All right. Y'all come on home.
That would be a 9 would be hate.
Y'all come on home.
That would for hit making. So
we got 4 tens.
He made Bad and Bougie.
He definitely made Bad and Bougie.
What'd you say?
Red August says change this to a 3. Red August, you going to come on home, man. This brother does have hits, bro.
Is this peer pressure?
It is. All right. Fair enough. So what's his score now?
6.8.
Sorry, Metro Boomin, man. It's a little low.
You know what? It's still respectable. All these are respectable.
That's not a hog tie, I tell you that.
Nah.
He got a lot of hit records.
Considering his hit records, though.
Yeah.
He has and unfortunately, we can't use the versatility as far as who he worked with outside of hip hop.
He got a few jams though.
But like James Blake
and
Solange.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Truth. All right. Shotty.
Future Red. Hardy, man. I'm sorry. Future's with Hardy.
Bad and
I ain't mad at that. Shotty Red.
On the track.
I could only find like
he
full albums. On this one,
he got a lot of work with
boom, boom, boom,
with Jeezy.
Didn't Shawty Red do Rock Your Hips?
Rock Did Your it? Hips.
Yes. Good question.
Let's see here. Let's scroll through here. We have
Shawty Red got some heat though.
Oh, let's see if I can find songs.
Shawty Red ain't got no Wikipedia page. You need to get together, Shawty Red.
He gotta have one.
He does, but they're all like albums.
Albums, yeah.
So
I don't think he hasn't done anything in a while though.
It's been a long time.
That's a lot of albums to say he produced.
That's going
to
hurt him.
All right. Back to the Trap House. Gucci Mane.
Okay.
He did... I don't know.
The
did he
bird
do
print, the Burr Print? Burr Print too?
Oh, here we go. Oh, he didn't even do everyone on here. He just did Stash House on that one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. The Burr Print. Let's see. We got to do this each one. He did Dope Boys. Foreign. This could be take a while.
All right, yeah, so we're going to try to funnel the boy this into something. Next week.
Burr, yeah, Burr Print, Burr Print 2. Burr, Burr.
Burr. There you go, that's better.
See, let's see. He did Parked Outside from Gucci Mane. He also
he did a lot of stuff on Thug Motivation.
True.
101.
So let's go there.
101 or 102?
Wait, both of them.
Not
both
on here.
And he did stuff on the Recession as well.
Drama Left, Right, Left was his first playmate.
Oh, okay. Wow.
There we go.
He did the D Pharrell stuff, right? So he's who's responsible for Laffy Taffy,
shout
right?
Laffy
bless
Taffy.
His heart.
Girl, take that.
Yeah. He got joints on Ego Tripping with Snoop.
Ego Trip wasn't a bad album.
It wasn't.
I don't know who Causing Drama by the Alabama-based rapper Drama. It doesn't show any other producers on here. Maybe he did the whole thing, him and Drama. So. Okay, I don't actually know that one.
N-I-N-I-N-I-A.
Yeah. There you go. There
live
you go.
Right, live
You know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I remember he got...
you definitely know it if you heard it.
I remember he got arrested on the way to his album release party.
What a great time.
That's gangster.
Yeah. I don't see... There's no listings of who actually produced...
He did Fear of God, too.
From Let Us Pray.
His work on 101, though. That's...
Yeah, Thug Motivation 101.
Yeah, that's his crown jewel, I think, and out of the stuff that he produced. His work on that is...
He did Amen.
He got heat on 101.
Off of Pusha T's. He did Amen, featuring Kanye West and Young Jeezy.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got here. Ferrari Boys.
I ain't even hip to them.
This seems like a bunch of mixtapes. They don't have his actual album.
Right? It's Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka Flame, or the Ferrari Boys.
Oh, okay. I kind
of remember that, but I don't know. Right,
I didn't listen to it.
He produced Stoned. I'm guessing that's about...
I'm a stoner. No, that's Young Thug.
Finally Rolling 2. What about Free Bricks?
Sound like a Gucci project.
Ain't no bricks like free, man.
Yeah.
He did Get Your Mind Right. From Finally Rolling 2, is it Chief Keef mixtape? Okay, let's see what else we got here. Snoop, he did Sexual Seduction.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one.
Okay. That hints to his versatility as
well. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Interesting.
Great video, too.
Gucci Mane discography. What? Free Bricks. Where do you see that at?
What's that?
But he did that one from Snoop.
Oh, I thought I'm going off what you said. I didn't know that.
Byron shared it in the chat.
Oh, shout out to Byron because he's credible. I'll take that. I didn't know he did it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, he's credible. Yeah, shout out to the homie.
I just wouldn't guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Well, like I said, that goes to his versatility.
So I got
to
give him P's for that. Yeah.
And melody.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
helps.
That joint, yeah, I love that. I love that song.
Yeah, that joint go.
Let's see.
She don't get her before I...
There you go.
All right, let's see.
Take my time.
Thug Motivation 102.
Okay.
So this is Young Jeezy. Let's see what he produced on here. He did Intro. He did You Know What It Is. He did Jeezy. That's it.
Some of those...
We need to look up Thug Motivation.
Some of those got to be...
Recession, though. Jay Moore's ringtones. He clowned on... Thug Motivation 101.
Oh, here it is. Let's get it. Thug Motivation 101.
Yeah, he got heat all over that.
Let's get to it then. He did Thug Motivation 101, the intro song. He did Gangsta Music.
There you go.
He did Bottom of the Map.
Whoa.
Get Your Mind Right. And Trap or Die featuring Bun B.
Those are hits.
He also did
Hit Records.
That's How You Feel and Air Forces.
Yeah. Mm. Hit Records.
He's still getting residuals from that.
Gotta be.
Not super hip on really any of this.
Oh. Hey, that album
that
right there.
That was a Naptown staple when that joint came out.
Yeah,
when
I think I was still in Anderson when it came out. Which was probably still a staple there.
No, yeah, there was a time where, like, because it was the summer I moved to Indianapolis, and I felt like the DJs only needed two full, you, as long as you had Thug Motivation 101 and the soundtrack to Hustle and Flow,
that's all you needed.
Through, you can get through most of the party.
Off two albums.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got here. Trap or Die. Hold on. Trap or Die 3. He did In the Air, G-Wagon.
Who is Trap or Die 3?
You know it. Yeah, Jeezy. You know it.
I don't really remember Trap or Die 3.
I don't either.
I don't even remember one.
What about the State versus Roderick Davis?
That's a good album.
The State versus Roderick Davis.
Cage Bird sings. I know he got heat on that one.
So this is Gucci Mane. So he did Tell Me Nothing featuring Young Scooter.
What do you do on the Save the Last Dance soundtrack? That might be versatility. Yeah. I'm for real. Don't do that, Red August. I'm for real.
Probably ain't never heard it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. He got a check from that from somewhere. I'm trying to figure out where he was at.
Let's see. JD's got
something. He was an extra in the movie.
he battled Fred Willstar.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I don't see his name on here.
No.
I got him listed. He might have got credits for something. He played a piano.
Is he rap too, though?
What are you doing in the recession?
Oh, here we go. Huh? Let's Get Crunk. Performed by Shoddy Red.
What'd you say?
Which is different than Get Crunked Up.
It is, which is a classic.
But, stop that. Stop that.
The Icons.
Get Crunked Up.
So you got Who Dat on the Recession. I think that was a single, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a single.
It wasn't no single? Okay.
Nah. I mean, it went, but it wasn't a single.
All right. Fair enough.
Doro.
What did he...
Ice Cream Paint Job?
If he did Ice Cream Paint Job, we definitely...
He got an unreleased Hurricane Chris album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's not bring that up.
Oh, okay.
Freaky, I think. That's Q Red. I don't see Shoddy Red on here anywhere.
I know he got some hood anthems, though. I know that. The boy got heat as it relates to that Jeezy work. I know that for a fact. And that Gucci work. Well, I don't know of anything outside of that that really hit like that. But them two artists, I know he got heat.
Look, I just remember there was a time where you would hear, the, you know, when producers started putting their drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, he definitely influenced that.
Yeah,
he definitely did. Facts.
Well, it's only a couple of other ones I'm going
to
pull
up here.
Let's go
ahead and jump into it then.
Let's take it to the board.
Trap God by Gucci Mane.
Did you get that?
Hold on, let's see real quick. He produced Never See featuring Verse Simmons.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And he also off of Live from the Kitchen from Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti, not my Gotti.
Stop that, man.
He produced Killa.
What's that song about?
I think it's about Where's my Killa tape?
A robber.
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
What you mean, is he dead?
Might be about a robber.
Or a Keelan.
I think we have enough. I mean, yeah, look, I don't know. I know like three of these songs. So.
Well, we're just going to have to do what we got to do.
Look, I'm sorry, but I pay attention. But
I'm going to go ahead and tell you influence-wise, Shoddy Red, I'm going to give him a 9 on influence.
Ooh, that's big. That's big.
Yeah, I mean,
Terry, that's big.
That's who people like Metro Boomin were listening to. Mm-hmm.
True. I'm not mad at y'all.
I'm not going to give him a 9.
I'm going to 8.
I give him a 7.
Malone says it's 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 9 on that one.
Then Moore says it's 7. I gave him an 8. Malone says it's 7.
He's not gonna get a 9 in no other category from
Red August. Dang, that sound like you want to give him a 4.
Give him a 7.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think
his influence, especially for down south producers,
I'm with Terry
is
on this.
Very
one.
Big.
No. I'm with Terry on this.
No,
one.
I can see that.
Versatility. How versatile are the hip hop records?
6.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 5 on that one.
Hold on.
If I gave Metro Boomin a 4, I'm only gonna.
Oh,
give,
yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm only gonna give Buddy
what
a 3.
What am I thinking?
It's the same people over and over.
I'm gonna give him a 5 because he produced Sexual Seduction.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give
that's one record.
I'm gonna give
and
him.
Technically, is that hip hop?
It's not.
Yeah, it is, because Snoop.
Take my time.
Yeah, but he ain't rapping.
I'll still give him a three.
Dang, a three. Okay, I'm gonna go with
the same. Gucci Jeezy. That's a Gucci Jeezy. Yo,
that's a hog tie. I'm going to four. That's a hog tie.
Yeah, you're right. And then a bunch of affiliates of them.
That's why I just gave him an average.
I gave him a four. Lone says a five. Red August. Three. He's dramatic with that. Okay. Different hip hop styles or artists producers works. Red August says three.
Collaborators.
Oh man.
Four.
Yeah, that's going to be docking right there.
I think three. This is the lowest I've ever given somebody.
Hey, we just talked about having a hog tie. I'm going to go four. Lone says a three. This is going to hurt him.
Shuddy Red ain't got no family in Indianapolis.
I hope not.
He probably do.
He probably do, but it ain't personal now. We're just going off the list. Hit making, big hits, cult classics. Now, his cult classics.
I'll give him a six.
I'm going higher than that because he got cult classics. Yeah, I'm going to eight with Terry. He got cult classics. Huge cult classic.
You know what? You're right. Seven. I'm good with seven.
All right.
Seven.
All right. He got huge records.
Yeah, right. Six. You're right.
Cut it out, man.
I mean, they just did a versus, and Jeezy used all of one-on-one last year.
I guarantee you he played at least 6 to 8 records from Shawty Red.
But a lot of them are from the same Jeezy album, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that album is... We just talked about aging and, you know, all that. And
classic material.
That's one of those albums. Yeah, that's one of those albums. Consistency of quality material released on this one. I put it on there, man.
Just don't show.
It's in there.
I fixed it.
Oh, my God.
Consistency of quality material.
Five.
Four.
Wow. Y'all ain't playing, huh? Okay, five.
I'm going to give him a six.
Red August is laughing. Shawty Red, we apologize, man. Don't whoop Red August if you got cousins.
He just ain't did nothing in a while, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
it's been 10 years at least.
Red, I ain't heard Red August laugh that hard, though. What's yours, Red August? Wow. Yeah,
my four is nice.
I'm going to go five. What you got? What did you say, Terry?
What did I say?
I think you said a five. That's where I'm at. All right, how great is their overall body of work? See, you
okay? Now, even I think that's a bit.
He got too much heat to say a three. Now.
Come on, man.
Hey,
I'm not going higher than a five.
I'll give him a six.
I'm going six.
Dang, Shawty.
What you got, Terry?
Dang, Shawty.
This might be a hog tie. It's leaning towards a hog tie. What you got, Terry?
I'm gonna just give him a seven, man.
You just trying to bring the average.
Yeah, man. This is definitely leaning towards a hog tie. Okay, so how often are the songs?
I really
great?
Like that Jeezy stuff, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, me too.
But it's only one project.
No,
though.
That's a few.
He got a couple. Like he got some Jeezy Gucci. Projects. He got some Gucci but, heat too, though.
But there's a lot of stuff in between there. I'm what's that?
And he didn't produce all of it.
Jay Moore still hung up on Save the Last Day.
I didn't say nothing about Save the Last. I don't even know what that song is.
He's got his. He performed it. It's his song.
Yeah, Fred Joe Starr probably on that mug. All right, man. Final product. How often are the songs great for their from their beats?
I'll give him a six here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's got enough classics to push.
He got
past
some
all
heat, bro. He
to
got
put,
some
to
heat.
Give him above average. Because remember, six is still above average.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
give him
seven,
man.
Look, I can't keep
look, if you get a 60%, you still get your 3 credit hours.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm gonna go seven.
You're gonna be on punishment for the summer.
100%. You getting a you gonna get a whooping, but you're gonna be on punishment.
I'll do six.
Six? I went seven.
Y'all sound like a dude on the
I'm trying my best.
What is it? The auction or the what's that one show? Reeb Light. That's the best I can do.
Oh, shout out the dude in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Yeah, that's the best I can.
I fool with Pawn Stars though.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Don't do that. What you got, Red August? I ain't say he was classic.
Who said he was a classic?
Who said
producer?
He was a classic?
Cult classics.
Cult.
ZZ Trap.
Cult.
101 is not a classic album?
I don't know if it's a classic album.
That's a classic
album.
I'm sorry.
But
no, it's a classic album.
It's a classic album. It's a cult classic for me. I ain't going to deny it.
But here's the thing on all these records, like, he only produced like two or three of them on the whole project.
Nah, he produced at least five on on I like that one.
What, Gucci's one?
No.
On Let's Get It. He did.
Yeah, but there's 18 songs on there.
Well,
so,
this is true.
I mean.
We can't paint it like he did the whole joint. He had 1, 2, 3,
Byron
4.
Byron has a point. He says, you got to grade on a scale or on a curve consistency because Shoddy had to sit down for a few years for murder.
Oh, well,
true.
That explains why.
True. Okay. True.
That's something I didn't know.
Thank you, brother. Tonight.
But I'm not adjusting the curve for that.
No.
I mean, that's admirable. You know, like, or not.
I mean, not admirable. He's going to say it was
the
admirable.
The chat.
It depends on who he killed. He didn't tell on nobody.
Hey, Jay Moore. The chat is like, he went to jail for a long time. Long was like
he
3.
He killed Osama bin Laden.
I don't care. It's still a 3. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to talk about maybe body of work.
He has 7 joints on that album, by the way. 1,
that's why
2,
I gave him a 7.
3,
I gave him a
4,
seven
5.
How many songs are on the project?
19.
Okay.
That's almost half. Now, that's a lot.
No, it's not. 7 is not almost half of 19.
I was trying.
Your mom was a teacher.
I was trying. I was trying.
Yeah. It's a little more than 30.
I was trying.
There ain't no skits on there either.
I'm
so.
Just saying, man. I was trying. He got like 6 or 7. Too. I was trying.
Dang.
He heard Shorty Red was a killer. Was like, let me go ahead and shoot him some bail.
I'm sorry, Mama. I mean, I was trying. Okay,
it's almost half. No,
melodic elements.
This is leaning towards a hog tie.
I'm gonna give him a 5 on melodic.
Yeah.
Nah, he did sexual seduction.
I love that.
I never knew that.
I'm gonna
give
record.
Him a 6 for melodic.
Okay, so 6. Cool.
6.
Red August said he tried to fact check. Brother, tonight I didn't say that. We're gonna look it up, though.
We got it.
Jaymore, what you got, man? Melodic elements, man, on the beat.
6. That's once again above average.
Above average. Okay, Shoddy Red, man. We apologize, bro.
No, not really.
No, we really don't. All right.
Hold on, I'm looking something up real quick. No, okay, never mind.
What you got? Long melodic. Stop. I gave him 6.
5.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'll go 6.
That's what I gave.
Because a lot of that music was super melodic.
True. Yeah. We got 6s across the board for that.
Drums.
Drums, man. I'm hard on the drums because
I'm about to go 5 on the drums.
5.
I'm hard on the drums. His drums is dope, but they are repetitive. Mm-hmm. So I got to dock him for that.
5, I guess.
Yeah.
I got to give him a 5 on drums.
Jay Moore.
Oh, I said 5.
You said 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know if I believe that. This is the hog tie. It's 5.1. This is really a hog tie.
Yeah, he's tied up.
So we just thought we was done with hog ties, and we actually got a hog tie.
No.
Him and Aunt Banks are tied at the bottom of the...
I know the Bay Area is upset.
And I fool with the Bay, too.
I fool with the West Coast.
Yeah, I fool with the West Coast. That hog tie, hey.
What is this?
Bay, that
really
hog tie ain't on me and Terry.
Look,
it ain't on me and Terry. I know that.
Look, but at the end of the day, he's still one of the top 100 producers.
Yeah,
we all time.
Yeah, it's true.
I and got some heat.
Yeah, this is based on 100 producers. So
true. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. All right, man. So I think we're gonna stop there.
Yeah, that's a wrap for that.
So next week we will have Boy Wonder, Jazzy Faye, and
not next week.
Well, I'm sorry, the week after. Boy Wonder, Jazzy Faye, and
Zaytoven.
Zaytoven really is about to be a sleeper because he's got a lot of high quality material.
We'll see.
Man, Zaytoven is one of them.
Same thing for Shorty Red.
Don't do that.
I'll save it. I'll tuck my.
Yeah, tuck that,
talk.
Man. But Zaytoven, don't sleep on him. That's all I'm gonna say. And the boy play piano, so I respect that. He does.
All right.
Well,
and my niece can play it too.
Thanks for watching episode 290.
290.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. We're taking next week off.
And we'll see y'all.
Unless y'all want
to. We'll see y'all the following week after next week. That we might have to just
Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yeah, we're taking
that. We're going to take that off. We might squeeze in some more producers for that next week just to compensate. So we'll see y'all in a couple weeks. We appreciate the support as always. NewOrleans.com for all the education you need this year. And y'all have a great weekend. We'll see y'all in a couple weeks.
Peace.
Yeah.
Bye.